I think one thing that Sussex absolutely did was that it politically, and I don't mean politically in terms of student union activism, I mean in terms of its own political antennae as an institution. I think in the 80s, Sussex closed its antennae down as an institution. That's not to say that there weren't people within it, but I mean, it, when I went back for my 25th anniversary reunion, and we had a wonderful panel, and a very dear friend of mine, Tony Moss, a very sardonic individual, stood up and said to one of the academics, could you just tell us, he said, in 1979, why did none of you warn us about Thatcherism? And it was a very, very funny thing to say. You know, I just think Sussex thought it would kind of be able to ride out a period of what it saw as the marketisation of education, the involvement of business and all. Other universities like Warwick and York went, hello, this is the way the wind's blowing, you know, we better get with it. And I think Sussex lost ground. And that's one of the reasons why we've had to try and catch up with what has been enormously disruptive and severe for people I know. It's been very, very unsettling ride. But essentially, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get Sussex back into the kind of preeminent position, both academically and underpinned then financially, that it deserves. You know, it's a big brain, this place, and it's got a lot to do for the world.